King as Pickens Jackson.
You ready?
Let's go!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now live in the Bank Plus studio, where college football meets the all lifestyle.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is
the Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds. Streaming around the world live at the Out of Bounds radio app. And on your radio at ESPN 105.9.
Where are you?
The Zone.
And good morning to you. Welcome in. Out of Bounds, 105.9 The Zone, ESPN. Tip off today, 5:30. Kansas State, Michigan State. I'm ready. I'm in. I'm ready. I'm locked in. And I hope at least three of the four games are really good games. The team that I'm really rooting for is Kansas State. Because of Jerome Tang and his story. It's pretty incredible. He's the head coach for Kansas State. It's really good. Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. So Jerome Tang was born in Trinidad, and his parents moved to the U.S. Virgin Islands. And then they eventually ended up in Texas, and he grinded at the high school level for years. He was unbelievable. I think I read this morning he knocked out five titles. I don't care where you win, what level. Winning's winning, and it's extremely difficult. And so he built a powerhouse. And then he was hired at Baylor. 19 years he grinded as an assistant and eventually associate head coach. They won it a couple of years ago. That was an unbelievable Final Four, by the way. Golly, that was good 2 years ago. I mean, last year was good. I was there. North Carolina Duke was just, it's probably the best basketball game I've ever been to as far as level of play and how close it was, and it being, you know, Krzyzewski's last game. But Jerome Tang was an assistant at Baylor for 19 years. And now he's the head basketball coach for Kansas State. It's a great story, and it's just proof to, for any of us, anybody listening, perseverance. And we all have this, because of our microwave society, think, oh, well, you know, I have to have it in 2 years or 3 years, four max. This dude was an assistant at Baylor for 19 years, and they were winning left and right. For whatever reason, people didn't knock on the door. And now he's got his chance. They got him for nothing, too. $2.1 million this day and age. You kidding me? I mean, I know he'll sign a new deal here in the next few weeks. It's a great story. Kansas State going against Michigan State tonight at 5:30. It's one of perseverance, of probably him wondering, hey, will I ever get a shot? Will somebody call? I mean, think about how many times, how many discussions he had with his wife or his agent or people that he considered his inner circle. 19 years. I mean, they'd gone to the Elite Eight a couple. I'm talking about even before the national championship 2 years ago. Baylor had won.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, I mean, Michael White gets a job. These other guys. Jerome Tang is winning at Kansas State. He'd run circles around Michael White, among others who have gotten jobs. I mean, Rick Ray got the job at Mississippi State.
That's literally what I was thinking, but I didn't want to say it.
So, Jerome Tang, 19 years at Baylor, is the head basketball coach tonight, going against Izzo, who has lived in the tournament. You know, Izzo has lived in the second weekend.
Yep.
We don't understand how hard it is to get to the second weekend, much less the third, Final Four. But when you live in the second weekend like Billy Donovan did at a non-basketball school in Florida, I get North Carolina and Duke and Kansas. And Kentucky, although Cal is, he's had a lot of success, but there's some questions here. Evidently, he went on a big old 45-minute rant on his radio show on Monday, or Sunday or Monday, and boy, that had him kicking and screaming in the bluegrass bourbon horse state.
What could he be ranting about other than his inability to win with a great talent?
You just nailed it, because he's got everything. You know, in a day and age where we're all looking for more resources, so that we can hopefully do whatever it is we're trying to do in in the world of whatever business and whatever you're doing. He's got everything he needs. I mean,
what else could you possibly have?
He doesn't want for anything.
And in the conference, in the Power Five conferences, he's got arguably one of the best paths to success because the depth of the SEC has probably been lower over the last 15 years than most of the other Power Five conferences in basketball.
But it's gotten a lot
it has now.
Better the last few years.
That's my point. He didn't take advantage. I mean, he had,
no, that's
he
a
had
good point.
Years where
back in 10 and 11 and 12,
he could have been running away.
Well, though, you know, the year he went 34-0 and lost in the Final Four to Wisconsin.
It's true.
I mean, you know.
That's why it's hard to win six straight.
It is hard to win. I mean, again, the year he lost to Kevin Ali and UConn, we look at UConn like they weren't good, but those type programs up in the Northeast always have players. Anyway, point is we get Tennessee and Arkansas tonight in separate games, right? Arkansas's playing UConn. They have players. And Tennessee's playing Florida Atlantic. That guy's done a great job. And then the nightcap is two powers in UCLA and Gonzaga.
Well, let's have you pick them.
Okay, go.
When the lights are about to be turned off, you know what you need.
Money!
Because you got to somehow make that paper, right?
Right.
Money! Show me the money!
You come to the right place for that.
Because it's time for Bo Bounds to
show me the money!
To show you the
money!
Powered by the Golden Moon Casino, Sportsbook, and Lounge. Full bar, and they offer food. Great place to watch the games. Blake?
Yeah, we're going to start with your man himself, Jerome Tang. Kansas State versus Michigan State. The mighty Michigan State Spartans trying to snap a 23-season Big Ten championship drought. But Kansas State, the 3 seed, they take on the Spartans, the 7 seed, who is favored by 2 points in tonight's ball game. Line favors Michigan State by 2. Who you got, Wildcats or Spartans in game 1?
I think you know the answer. I'm going with Kansas State, the Wildcats, and Jerome Tang.
Show me the money!
I knew that's where you were going, but I had to ask anyway.
Sure.
Just to get it on record.
5:30 tip. Where? Madison Square Garden. Such a cool yeah. venue.
We like to call the Rose Bowl the granddaddy of them all. I think the Garden would be right up there in basketball lore. Yeah.
I had goosebumps when I went through there.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah, I've never
been. I did. I love basketball. I walked through the top. It was closed for the NIT. Had a media credential. Got to go all around and in it. It was such a cool experience for me.
No, it's awesome.
I mean, I nerded out, but whatever.
Game 2, going in chronological order. UConn takes on Arkansas. We mentioned UConn, 3 national titles in the last 23 seasons. Incredible. Arkansas trying to, I guess, do what their baseball team couldn't do, which is seal the deal.
Wow.
And so the Hogs take on the Huskies. UConn, a 3.5-point favorite. That's not the biggest spread of the night, though. 3.5-point favorite in favor of UConn. Who you got? Hogs or Huskies?
UConn wins, but I'm taking the points.
Show me the money!
How about that?
I like it. Okay. I think it will be a tight game. Musselman's group has played above their pedigree.
They have.
UConn's the better team.
They are.
Yeah.
And actually, it could get away from Arkansas, Blake. It could go. This game could go to 7 to 10 points.
Yikes.
UConn.
Yikes. Tennessee, FAU, it's the biggest spread of the night. Volunteers favored by 5.5. Who you got, Vols or Owls?
I'll take the points. I'll take Florida Atlantic. Tennessee wins.
Show you the money.
All right. So we got 2 points. You took Kansas State to upset Michigan State. Now the last one, UCLA Gonzaga.
Ugh.
The Bruins are favored by 1.5 points. Gonzaga was blown out in that Baylor national title two years ago. So Gonzaga trying to break the curse, so to speak, get the elephant out of the room. But UCLA, the 2 seed, 1.5-point favorite over Gonzaga. Who you got, Bruins or Zags?
I'm not thrilled with this pick, but I'm going with the UCLA Bruins.
You gonna show me the money.
All right, there you go. You got the Wildcats, you got the Huskies, you got the Volunteers, and you got the Bruins.
Yeah. I've been on UCLA's campus. I haven't been on Gonzaga's. Probably not going to make it there. But... And man, is UCLA's campus nice. Good Lord. And is there some money on that thing? But I like Gonzaga's coach better than Cronin, but they're both excellent at what they do. That could be an unbelievable basketball game tonight. I'm going to take UCLA because I did pick them in the bracket, Blake, to win it. have to tell you about this game-changing product I used before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Z-Biotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Z-Biotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers. Fun day today. It's always good when we have games. And the Sweet 16 tips off at 5:30 today. Our game day is Peaches and Hummus. Fifth generation owned in America, 1905. Boar's Head. Put together an amazing Boar's Head charcuterie board and watched some really, really good basketball throughout the evening. Boar's Head, compromise elsewhere. Good morning. Welcome in. Out of Bounds, 105.9 The Zone, ESPN. And also Bulldog Burger. A great place to watch the games. Bulldog Burger, Lake Harbor in Ridgeland. Bulldog Burger in Starkville. And Bulldog Burger in Tupelo. We want to thank you for streaming the show outside of our terrestrial radio space. Thanks for streaming in Hattiesburg, Starkville, Oxford, the coast. And out-of-state numbers continue to grow. We love you. We appreciate it. Thanks for going to Apple Podcasts, searching Out of Bounds with Bo Bounds. And well into seven figures downloads in 2022. And off to a great start in 2023. And then we got college baseball this weekend. Plus the Mudbugs Bash. The Mudbugs Bash at Mudbugs Old Fannin. Live music all day. Amazing crawfish and shrimp. It's also a good place to watch the Elite Eight on Saturday. Mudbugs, crawfish, shrimp, two locations, both in Rankin County. And they do a great job, Matt, Sandra, and Paul, and the team all at Mudbugs. And they have Yingling on tap. Oh, celebrate. Cold Yingling, some good crawfish and shrimp. Blake, you said you were going to throw something out at me?
Yes. Okay. So we were talking chips and dip, and then you just mentioned Mudbugs, and two things I think about, or those are two things that I think about go with what? Cold beer, right?
Yeah.
You eat crawfish, you want cold beer. You have a game day party, whether it's for March Madness or the Super Bowl or college baseball or whatever it might be. You need a cold beer with it, right? Well,
heck yeah.
I'll be honest. I've had a lot of cold beers. You've had a lot of cold beers, right? You've had different types from Yingling to Blue Moon to stuff that like is super craft, like fertile ground, right?
Yeah.
Where you're not going to go get it at a store, right? And maybe you've been all over the world and you've probably tried some non-American beers that you can't get over here, right? And some unique things that you wouldn't think to try. Well, I got something new that you're going to get to try, hopefully sooner than later. I don't know how you're going to feel about it, though.
Okay.
How would you feel about having a nice ice-cold beer from Powder?
Beer from Powder.
That's right. A German brewery, a German monastery-based brewery, and I'm going to butcher the hell out of this name, Klosterbrauerei Neusel. That's the name of the brewery. That's German. They have developed the world's first powdered beer. It is a carbonated beer powder that you mix with water that they claim tastes and behaves exactly like a real beer. So the next time you want a nice ice cold beer, just rip open a packet of powdered German beer, pour it into a cup of water, and you're ready to go.
I'm trying to wrap my brain around that.
So your first question might be why? Why do we need a powdered beer? Well, here's the thought process.
Okay.
It's environmentally more friendly, and it's cheaper and easier to transport with a smaller carbon footprint. So imagine if you're a beer, if you're a bar, instead of having to buy a keg, you can buy like a whole flat of powdered beer and mix it as you go.
Okay.
How are you feeling about powdered beer?
I don't think it's something that I'm going to run to. But
I mean, you have powdered coffee, powdered milk.
Mm-hmm. I don't drink powdered milk.
No.
But
think about if you go camping now or hiking. Now you can take your beer with you. Lightweight.
Well, I have a cooler.
Yeah, but if you're hiking, you're not hiking with a cooler, right?
Well, now they can roll, but I see where you're going.
Yeah, but okay. That's different. You're talking about like rolling from your car to the campsite. I'm talking about hiking, right?
Okay.
Like my buddy hiked the whole Appalachian Trail. He hiked the whole Pacific Coast Trail.
I just put a bottle of Long Branch in my backpack.
That's heavy, though, and that won't last. I could tear through that bottle in two nights. What if you're out there for 4 months? You're hiking.
I guess I'll curb my beverage.
Your powdered beer, man. Now you can pack your powdered beer on the road with you.
I think I'm going to pass on this craze.
Yeah, you don't seem sold on the
powdered
beer.
Well, I thought about beers overseas, and the first thing that jumped out at me was like a good beer.
Guinness.
Or Chimay.
Yeah, okay. I could do that.
From Belgium. I mean, Chimay is amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Talking about good beer. So anyway, all right, what's next? We going back into... did you see some of these chips and dip recommendations?
Yeah.
I can't believe you threw out French onion dip and how bad that is. I thought Kendall Collins really stole the show when he said you can't combine Rotel and queso.
Yes,
and he's right.
They're both cheese dip-based dips.
Yes, and I'd like to hear from our listeners. I don't think you combine Rotel and queso into the same category. Because it's National Chip and Dip Day, and if you listen to this show, you know how much Blake and I love chips and dip. I got to be careful with them. But now, like tonight, watching the Sweet 16, you know, I can get into some chips and dip, some nachos, whatever. But Kendall on the agup.com text line said, you can't combo Rotel and queso.
Yeah, he's wrong.
Queso at most might have refried beans in it. Rotel can have numerous variations, which I didn't think he makes a good point there at the end. And then he also says, plus your chips are different.
No.
Queso must have tortilla chips. And then he said, Rotel can be Ruffles.
No.
Fritos. Or tortilla chips.
He's so bass ackwards, it's not even funny.
I do love fact that when I mentioned Blaylock's in Orange Beach or Pensacola or Destin or wherever you like to go. I mean, go to Bay St. Louis, go to Gulfport. Biloxi, I was just there last week. Awesome. But people went crazy over the smoked tuna dip at Blaylock's. Have you had that yet, Blake?
Not at Blaylock's, but I have had smoked tuna dip at some good restaurants. Yes, absolutely.
And if you get good smoked tuna dip, either at a restaurant or some kind of boutique seafood market, yes, or just market, yeah, like a Blaylock's.
Yeah. If you live on the coast.
You're living right.
Yeah, if you live on the coast, I'm sure there's like a farmer's market type thing,
right,
that you could go get some. Yeah.
Right.
Tuna, you could give me tuna in almost any form other than canned, and I'm going to be into it.
No,
you know
I'm with you. I love it. And also, they sell fresh tuna.
Correct.
That you can do any number of, it depends on where you're staying at the beach.
Yeah.
But you can throw it in a cast iron. You can throw it on the grill.
Slice it raw.
You slice it raw and put a little, you know, whatever it is, olive oil or whatever it is you want to do.
Yeah.
Joe Knockin from Independent Roofing Systems sent us something here. I thought this was good. And I haven't had this.
Joe was the ceviche, right?
Yes. But yeah, but he also hit us up with.
Have you had poke?
Yeah. Coastal Orange Beach. They have a key lime tuna poke appetizer.
Yeah.
Fresh cut yellowtail tuna over a bed of island rice. topped with a mix of fresh avocado, pineapple salsa, and a drizzle of spicy mayo, accompanied with, I thought this was the kicker, accompanied with jalapeno pickled relish. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I don't know that I'd call
marry
that
with a Tito's and water with several lemons or oranges on the beach. You are living right.
Patron margarita. That's what I'd go.
Good Lord.
With a poke, I go Patron margarita.
Patron reposado.
But I'm watching my margarita figure, so I'd keep it healthy.
Nice. You're what? You just laughed. Yeah, you're not watching your figure. Good Lord.
Watching it explode.
Smash some onion rings at Burgers, Blues, and Barbecue B3 before the games tonight. Ron Fowler, Roll Tide Ron Fowler. Bama's now a basketball school, and I'm rooting against them. Coming up next.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate lightweight, super packable travel shoes from Allbirds. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Press the button, my friend.
The Out of Bounds Show is live from the Whiskey 61 Lounge in the Bank Plus Studio.
Check it out.
Well, I've stated several times this week that I'm rooting against the Alabama basketball team. They've got enough hardware in their football facility. So I'm rooting for the San Diego State Aztecs tomorrow. And then if Bama wins that, whoever they play after that. Although it's an easy road, that is for sure, after several of the higher seeds screwed up in the Bama bracket, and then even go down to the Final Four with Purdue. So I don't really like the way this is trending. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. I want to give a shout-out to Spring Street Cigars. They're now open in Meridian. You know about Spring Street Cigars in Starkville, Tupelo, Oxford, Kosciuszko, DeSoto County. And every single shop has a lounge where you can smoke a cigar there, which I think is great. They just opened in Meridian a couple of weeks ago, and I stopped by there last week, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place. So check it out if you're in that area. Spring Street Cigars in Meridian, and they'll continue to expand. Also, Starkville, Oxford, Tupelo, Kosciuszko, DeSoto County. This is ESPN 105.9 The Zone. We bring in Roll Tide Ron Fowler, 109 The Game, T-Town, Afternoon Drive. This man does 7.5 hours of sports talk radio a day. Didn't even think twice about it. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Do you know that Alabama's in the Sweet 16 and playing tomorrow?
Hold on just 1 minute. I got to finish this stretch real quick. Hold on just 1 second, Bo. Hold on. Okay. I'm getting ready for Pro Day today. Got Alabama's Pro Day today. And Pro Day. I'm actually hoping, it's been a lifelong dream to suit up for my Dallas Cowboys at least just one play. So I'm hoping today that some of those scouts will look over in that beautiful media pool that we'll have right there and look and say, hey, man, that guy over there looks like he could play a little bit. I mean, I'm going to be ready if they call upon me. If they say, hey, are you ready to run your 40? Absolutely. I think I can get it below 10 seconds. I ran a 9.06 8 years ago in the parking lot. 9.06. Got to put that in there. Under 10. And it was 41.5 yards because we didn't know how to measure over here in Tuscaloosa. But listen, if they call upon me, I will be ready I'm not going to try to show up Bryce Young and his pro day or anything like that.
I mean, but, do y'all have any legit NFL prospects for 2023?
Well, thanks to old Pete Golding, we actually have more talent than what we showed on the field. And I know Lane is very excited about Pete, and Pete's very excited about Lane, and Ole Miss fans are, excited that Pete's going to be going over there. But no, the talent is here. It was coaching last year. And I know that falls at Nick Saban, you know, at his, you know, doorstop. You know, there's a lot of talent. And I think that's the part, if you really want to get into it, of the talent that you'll be missing. Because you start going through that secondary and you start going through that defense, there was 13 players at the NFL Combine, the most of any school, by the way, from the University of Alabama up in Indy. I think 9 of the 13 were defensive guys. So that tells you, Ole Miss fans, what you're so excited about. Stealing that defensive coordinator from the University of Alabama. 9 out of the 13 were on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, that Alabama defense was not ferocious. Far from it.
And they had studs. I mean, they had studs all the
way. Can I ask you something? Is Pro Day overshadowing? Is Pro Day a bigger deal for Alabama Crimson Tide Nation than being in the Sweet 16?
Let me kind of explain this to you. All the media guys, the beat reporters, are in Louisville. The only football-only gump. I might even have a one-on-one with Nick Saban today.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure, other than some national media guys, how big that little media group will be today, because they're all covering basketball up in Kentucky. I mean, when Nick Saban looks at me and says, where's your friends? I'm going to tell him. They're covering basketball, Coach.
Did you consider going to Louisville?
Yeah, for about a nanosecond. And then I realized that, you know, I needed to save my money because football is going to be back and, you know, building for championships for the future. So in order for me to save the budget, I mean, we don't have budgets like you guys have over in Jackson. We have to. You know, you got to remember, you guys have been like lifelong savings accounts, okay? We have bankrupt. Nick Saban, that's what he does when he comes to town. He bankrupts radio budgets that you have to travel all across the world seeing this championship, that championship, losing a few on the way. But, yeah,
I can't imagine if we go 3 years in a row without y'all in the national championship game.
Well, we've only won one in 5 years, and if we don't get back – listen, you know, there is a chance here that – and I like Nate. Nate's an awesome, awesome guy. And what he's been at Tuscaloosa is recognize a basketball program that was asystole, for those who are not in the medical field, flatline, cardiac monitor, where they says that there's no rhythm. You know, they pronounce he's passed away at 8:35 in the morning. That's where Alabama basketball was at prior to Nate Oates' arrival. Mm. And he's come in and he's energized this program. He's been able to do it under the shadows of David. And he's got a group of fans that are just, listen, I knew we were in trouble. Well, some of this was because of Pete Golding's fault. But I knew in October when we started getting phone calls for Alabama basketball, I said, uh-oh. This is going to be dynamic. But now, like I said, some of that was on old Pete's fault. You know, I mean, we Tennessee in October, and, you know, we broke records from 1907. They gave up the most points since 1907. So once that collapse happened up in Knoxville, thanks to old Pete.
Were you there?
No. I've made a couple of trips off my bucket list, and I don't ever want to put them back in the bucket. I don't go back to Lee County, and I don't go back to Knoxville. I'll go to Starkville. The people in Ole Miss, they love me. So I love going there.
They love you.
Yeah, they do. I told them their coach a few years ago was a snake oil salesman.
I know.
They didn't believe me at first, but now they.
You know, blinded by the light. Yeah, I know.
Now, I do like Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge is a fun trip. I've never been to College Station.
I haven't either.
It's just logistically, for you and I, you know, I've either got to leave at 6 o'clock on Thursday p.m. or 6 o'clock p.m. on Friday. It's just hard to get to College Station. But
yeah, I'm not driving, yeah. So I'd have to fly through Houston, and then what do? Just jump on a little puddle jumper from –
yeah,
Houston to College.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure.
we're going to have to get some of these boosters that these clients of ours that got these private planes carry us to College Station.
Well, you've been able to go on a private plane to the national championship games.
Yeah. Yeah. I do. I've traveled with a few. But I mean, it's not like they give me the king recliner. Normally I'm on that. There's a jump.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They're sitting on, well, it's like a portable toilet. Normally that's where I'm at. I'm on that little.
You'll take it though.
No. If it's a free ride. Yeah.
I mean, damn.
I'm a bum. Yeah.
I'll take it. Yeah. When somebody calls and they've got a plane, I'm in.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's get into. Go ahead.
We're a basketball school. We're a basketball school now. And, you know, I've been actually debating if we win a championship, because you do realize, I know you opened up this segment talking about, you know, you don't want to see Alabama win another championship.
Correct.
And I know the world feels like that. But I'm already like planning an area where if Nate Oates does something this weekend, Final Four, Alabama's never been to a Final Four in men's. They've been to it in women's in the early 90s. But when you look at
really
the men's side, yeah. They've
no, I knew you hadn't been in men's. I didn't realize you'd been in women's. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But so if we do, I think we should build a statue and put it right up there beside Nick Saban.
Do they get along? Didn't Nick Saban and Nate Oates get along?
Yes. Don't believe the Clay Travises, Pat Fortys, the Dan Wilkins of the world, okay?
Wilkins.
No. Don't believe those guys, man. They're just trying to stir the crap up. And I get it. It's popular to slam on Alabama. Nick Saban is so out of touch. He doesn't have Twitter. He doesn't have Facebook. He doesn't text message. He didn't know that those were sensitive words. He didn't know the wrong place, wrong time. Y'all give Nick a hard time. And I you know, 71 years of age, I mean, you know, he's not going to get everything right. You know, we may be passing the torch here. It's a very important year for Alabama football to get back on track.
Y'all only won one title in 5 years.
Yeah, and really that was a COVID year. And I hope this doesn't make it back to Tuscaloosa, because they get mad when I say this. Nick Saban had a great football team, but one of the things that he did in 2020 was outmanaged everybody. He outmanaged everybody on COVID. He did a much better job of managing COVID. Really than Fauci did, I guess.
No
when
doubt.
You look at, so when you look at inside his organization, he was able to win a championship with some great players, but 2020, so you count that, there's no doubt, but then you also back up and you say, you know, because they were trending down at that point.
Right.
Think about it. I mean, and really that rebound, so one championship.
Won the title with Mac Jones.
We did, but there was some, you know, some pretty talented players there. But, you feel like that this is an important year to get back on track. But they've got to do it without all of this talent that has departed or will be departing to the NFL. I mean, you know, life without Bryce Young, what's that going to be like?
Well, he's the best. He's, you know, he leaves Tuscaloosa as the most talented quarterback you've ever had without a championship as a starting quarterback, right? He was the backup behind Mac Jones his freshman year, correct?
He was. Yes, he was a true freshman then in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so he's leaving with never winning a – I mean, let that sink in. I mean, one of the – and if you couldn't do it with Bryce, you know, life without him is going to be much, much harder, but they may rely on the strength of this team. The strength of this team is going to be in the backfield. And we'll see if, you know, if Tommy Rees is going to bring that physical approach. But, you know, I did have a great moment yesterday when J.C. Latham said that we're going to get back to making people fear us. That's what he said during a media availability. And I thought about going up and high-fiving him when he said it. But he literally said he's to get back to smack people in the mouth.
Y'all were soft on defense last year. Oh, and really.
Well, you guys are going to be soft this year. Wait till y'all miss 9 tackles in one game. call me back. Tell me about how great old Pete's going to be.
Well, here, you know, Ole Miss has a different schedule this year. It's going to be kind of a rude awakening. So last year they had a 7-game stretch that I'm not sure I've ever witnessed in the history of, well, definitely doing this show 20 years, but in a long time. You know, I mean, it was just, it was a cakewalk. And, you know, this year they got three pretty nice cupcakes, Mercer at Tulane, Georgia Tech at home. But then it's at Bama, LSU at home, and Arkansas at home. And so it gets real early for Ole Miss, whereas last year, you know, they pulled Vandy and Kentucky and Auburn early and then didn't get the big boys until late. So we'll see what Golding can do. I can't believe I'm saying this, but with only one title in 5 years, is there a little bit? I mean, I know he's the GOAT, but is there a little bit of Saban fatigue?
Oh, no, I thought she was about to say pressure. No.
Okay, all right, so pressure, let's go with that. You feel like it's kind of bubbling and bowling up here?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. I think it's time to – because, see, you took a risk, and that risk didn't pay off. You went out, you thought it was good for recruiting. I went out and hired two former NFL head coaches, Bill O'Brien and Doug Marrone, and both didn't live up to maybe the expectations here. Mm. And then when you look at defensive side of the football, it's been slipping, I guess, since Jeremy Pruitt departed. And, you know, you took a flyer on a guy from University of Texas, San Antonio. You brought him in, you know, as long as you can keep him out of downtown pubs, that was, you know, pretty solid. But, so the defense kind of just drifted away.
Wow.
And so now and see, the problem that hurts the most for Alabama fans is this, is that Georgia, see, because Nick Saban sold the fans that the new evolution of college football is here, right? You got to be able to, you know, got to give up some on the defensive side of the ball to score more on the offensive side of the ball. And that was so far from the truth, because Georgia's went, no, you don't. And we'll do it here, and we'll show you. And I know deep down inside, when Nick Saban's head hits that pillow, he has to look at Kirby Smart and think about that they took his blueprint that he gave up. It's kind of like an invention. You're like, yeah, I'm going to sell that for $20. It's never going to make it. I'm going to let someone else do it. And they go out and win, you know, billion-dollar patent or whatever. That's where, you know, Nick Saban has to look smart. You know, man, he's taken my system, and he's won back-to-back national titles. And if we're not able to put a roadblock in front of him, he's going to do something that's never been done in college football. And that's win three in a row.
That's true. Yeah, no, I mean, that's the blueprint, your 2011 blueprint, and he took it, and he dropped it into Georgia, and y'all have lost your teeth and your physicality and your edge and your intimidation factor. I never thought that would happen.
And then we've got anxiety. Remember, that was a big theme word over here. We had anxiety.
Oh, I remember that.
So we traded physicality, smash-mouth football, for anxiety.
I wish y'all were playing Georgia in the regular season this year. It's just such a...
I would too. I'd love to make the trip over here. We'd give them a warm welcome.
Are you playing in Athens? I mean, I just...
Yeah.
And see the...
We usually... Alabama plays...
Yeah, but that was Mark Richt. You know? I mean, Richt, that's a different deal. I mean, Kirby went there for 1 year and bounced in 2005. I mean, he realized how soft that program was. Under Richt, Ryan Fowler. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, literally, goes there and boom, leaves after 1 year as an assistant.
Well, and I think when Jeremy Pruitt went there in 2014, 2015, I think one of the things that he said, they were not taking winning serious.
Yeah.
Look at what Kirby Smart has been able to flip the script. And really, look at his age. The only thing that you have to worry about if you're a Georgia fan is if he gets bored.
That's right.
And, yeah, if he gets bored. But at his age.
He could win six more.
Well, that state. Well, now college football is going to get harder.
No, it's going to get easier for both you and Georgia with the college football playoff. So what's. Well, okay. Let me walk that back for a second. We're adding Oklahoma and Texas, but they're not powers. Okay.
Let me tell my trainer. I'll be back in just a minute.
Ron Fowler.
Had to do another stretch. Yeah, I had to do another stretch.
Ron Fowler, who ran a 9.06 41 and a half yard dash a few years
eight
ago.
Eight years ago.
Joined. How old were you then?
Well, I'm 45 now.
Okay, 37. Got it. Ron Fowler. 109 the game, Tuscaloosa on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Here's what's happening.
You were talking about Kirby winning six.
Yeah, I mean, guy, he's 47 years old. I mean, my gosh, if he coaches another 15 years, what could this look like? Or much less longer. But what's going to happen is with the 12-team playoff, y'all can see Bama's in last year. And you were still good enough because Bryce was that good. I mean, you lost, as much as I love picking at you and your buddy, y'all were a whisker away. I mean, you lost on the road in the last play of the game to a Tennessee team that was red hot and playing out of their mind and to an LSU team that got up and considered y'all the Super Bowl of their season. And, I mean, that's what y'all bring to the table. So if we had a 12-team playoff year, y'all are in, and you could have been playing Georgia in the national championship game. And, you know, hey, just the week before, Ohio State had given Georgia all they wanted. So it's not like you couldn't have won that game. It damn sure wouldn't have been 65 to nothing or six or whatever it was against TCU. So, no, look, Fowler, even if we go to nine games conference, this college football playoff, you're just about assured, even if you don't go undefeated, you're in. Georgia's in. And then I think with Brian Kelly, LSU's in, especially once we do away with divisions, and Ohio State's in. So, yeah, you're good to go, man.
We are putting other conferences out of business.
I know.
I mean, you know, they always brag, well, we got basketball, and then, you know, look at the SEC. You know, we may go win the darn thing out in Houston. I don't know what they'll say then. I mean, I don't know if the world can handle Alabama winning a national.
I can't. I may leave for a month.
Just let Blake have it. Are you going to get
me
back on? No. That morning after?
No.
Yeah, you only call me when we lose. Because if Alabama loses.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I'll expect a phone call. I'll be getting hey, can you get.
Go, I hope y'all get your heart ripped out sometime. You know, like a buzzer beater, like you're up 69-68, and then somebody hits a three from 26 feet, and you lose 71-69.
We were all in this thing together. Nate Oates said Thursday after the game that we should pull for Auburn in the SEC. That didn't go over very well with my audience. So I thought we were pulling. So we're not feeling any love for the Magnolia State that you guys are going to be rooting for the tie?
No.
I mean, no. SEC, no.
I think you're in, unfortunately, because everybody's been losing. Well, you're really good, one. And everybody's super been good. Losing around you. And so I think you're in Houston next weekend, which will be interesting to see if you go. But if you're in, I do hope that you get your heart ripped out on a, you know, some kind of buzzer beater.
We're working on our Tide 100.9 claim. We've changed the spark plugs. We're having to do one every other week with our paycheck. But we're going to get this thing warmed up, and we're going to bum a ride to Houston. Wouldn't that be awesome, me sitting there on the front row of the media with
yes.
the Pat 40s and the
yes.
Dan Wokin?
That'd be awesome.
Clay Travis, fake conservative Clay Travis. Used to be a liberal, now he's a conservative.
I know. He's got everybody fooled. He voted for Al Gore, Obama twice, and John Kerry.
He's a fraud. He's a fraud.
Hey, be good, buddy. I hope.
Roll Tide!
Go to hell, Alabama, and we'll talk next week. See you, dude. Thanks for listening to the Out of Bounds Show on ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Brought to you by Dr. Kirk Jeffries, eye care professionals. If you need cataract surgery, you want to go to eye care professionals and Dr. Kirk Jeffries. Enjoy game day. Brought to you by Boar's Head. We'll see you tomorrow.